Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox speaking to you live from my base in Ohio. And I just want to say hello to everyone. I am live, so if you're listening to this on December 22nd, 2013, okay, you are listening to me live. If you're listening at any other day or time, this would be a recorded show. So your phone calls are welcome. So those people who have never listened to Akashic Wisdom before, again, my name is Donna Fox. I work with the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so what we do is you call in and ask questions about your life, and I access the Akashic Records for you. Basically, all I need is your current legal name and your question, and it gets us to the right area of the records. Now, I understand you probably don't want to give your full legal name on the air, and that's okay. If you just give me your first name, that's fine. But you can also email me questions, and if you email me questions, you can email your current legal name, and that'd be great. And the way you email me is info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at AkashicWisdom.com. That's just like the program. So it's I-N-F as in Frank, O, info, at AkashicWisdom.com. Okay, so that's how you get a hold of me. And so we're going to talk about the new year. You know, after all, we've got this, we just finished up solstice. And we are now in the midst of really, really working to align ourselves with the things that are important to us, you know? So what is important for you for the new year? And I'm not talking about resolutions here. That's not necessarily what we're talking about. We're talking about the idea of moving forward in creating the life that you want. Now, what does that creating your life that you want mean? It means that you want to create a plan. And we've talked about this many times before. But, you know, if you don't have a plan of how you want to create things, sometimes, you know, the reality is you just kind of walk around and kind of accept life the way it is rather than planning the best way to explain it would be to plan your best methods, I guess. That's, you know, every goal have messages and or methods rather that all you have to do is go ahead and kind of decide what the goal is and work backwards from there. You know, decide how you're going to handle it or what action steps you need to take to get to where you want to go. So we're coming up on a new year. In fact, there's a new moon on New Year's Day. So what new moon means that you can go ahead and you can kind of put your desires out to the universe, and that would be an important thing to do. It's more than just winning the lottery. It's more than just making money. It's about fulfilling yourself in the best way that you know how. And what does that take for you to fulfill yourself? But many times, fulfilling ourselves means that we have to go deep within ourselves to examine the wounds that we're still carrying so that we can move forward on our path. When we examine our wounds, things that have hurt us, things that have stopped us in our lifetime, made us feel bad, made us feel less than, when we go ahead and examine those things that we're still either blaming ourselves or somebody else for, we realize that we can, hopefully you realize, that you can't change those things. They happened. And that's what it's all about. They just happened. And trying to fix them, okay, is impossible because they were in the past. Okay? So what we have to remember is that by creating a plan and creating our ideas of what we want our destiny to be, that's the thing we have to do. So when we talk about destiny, what does that mean to you? You know, what is your destiny? Well, you have to decide, it's not just what your purpose is, it's about what excites you. What excites you about life? What excites you about life is basically the way you expand and create your destiny. And if nothing excites you about life, then what you want to do is start looking at something that makes you smile or that helps you feel content inside. Things like that. That's what you want to look at. You want to look at life, you want to look at your beingness as a way to move forward. And there's so many ways you can do that. One of the ways, we've talked about this again many, 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 many times, is about gratefulness. But again, it's also about awareness. And so you need to become aware of what it is that you truly want for your life. So you can call in and talk to me today. It's free. In fact, it can be toll-free if you live in the United States or Canada. You can call 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. That's toll-free in the U.S. or Canada. Or you can dial 530-763-1594. That's 530-763-1594. Okay? And so we can call, and you can ask any question you want of the Akashic Records. We don't necessarily work with futures, but we certainly work with the here and now. And sometimes when we work with the here and now, futures come forward. See, the future, you have to understand, the future is created today. The choices you make today create your future. So that's one of the things you want to understand. So what choices are you making today that are in alignment with what you want to do in the future? So how is that in alignment? That's something that you might want to ask yourself. Okay? Just ask yourself, what are the choices I'm making today that are in alignment with me creating my future? In fact, that's such a good question, I'm going to write it down myself. I'm going to say it again. What choices am I making today that are aligning, that are in alignment with my future or with my future goals or what the future I want to create? So when we become conscious, we start looking at that. We start saying, okay, so if I choose this today, how is that going to impact me next week or next month or 6 months from now? When we start looking at life like that and start making our choices based on that impact, then we have a lot more, quote-unquote, control over our lives in the fact that we are able to make the choices we want based on the goals we're trying to create. Now, you know, we are coming up again with a new year, and you have Christmas here coming up on Wednesday, and this is a time for reverence. Whether you believe Jesus was born on December 25th, or whether you believe even that Jesus is your Savior, or whether you believe, no matter what you believe, we are coming up to a very sacred time, because all of those wonderful ceremonies and rituals that were so meaningful to our ancestors are all rolled into the energy of the holidays here. New beginnings are all around us. And this is a time for us to really begin to, quote-unquote, hibernate and fertilize, if you will, our new beginnings. So you may notice that you want to sleep more than normal. You also may notice that you want to, that in some ways you're more ambitious, and some ways you're less ambitious. In some ways, you just want to sit back and watch. Things are kind of slowing down, you know. I mean, in other words, like, in this time of year, you know, it's winter. Everything kind of slows down. But in January, things are going to pick up. And when they pick up, you want to be ready for them. So do the resting you need now. Write down on a piece of paper, on a notebook, what you want to create. And choose a monthly goal of what you would like to create that aligns with your ultimate goal, your ultimate life goal. Now, there's people out there that say, well, I don't know what I want to do, and I don't feel like doing anything, or nothing makes me happy. If you are in that much of a depression, then I strongly recommend you go into therapy. Because the only way that I know to pull yourself out of that without therapy is to move deep into gratefulness. But the reality is, if you are so depressed that you can't decide what you want in your life and you don't feel like doing anything, and nothing brings you joy, then you've got immense anger within you. And I know that's a blanket statement, but I really want you to take a look at that. Because usually when we're angry, we can't move. Because we're not sure which way to move. We're not sure if we should move right or left or up or down. Because our anger is stemming from past hurts or situations that we feel blocked in. And when we feel blocked, we get stuck. And when we get stuck, we get angry. And when we try to unstick ourselves and feel even more, let's say, listless or lethargic, that frustrates us. That frustration turns to anger, and it's a cycle. So if you are in a cycle of such despair that you cannot decide what brings you joy, then it's time to really look at your belief systems. It's time for you really to look at where your anger is. And if you really have a hard time with it, then I can help you. When we open up your Akashic records, we can help you understand what the core issues are of where your anger is. We can help you understand the core issues of what's making you feel blocked. And all you have to do is receive the information. And then it's up to you what you do with the information. You can take action, or you can just use it as information. There are some of you out there that are so steeped in being right that you won't let anyone help you at all, because that would mean that you were wrong. I really want you to listen to that. You won't accept help from anybody because it will mean that you were wrong. Has that ever happened to you, that you just don't want to accept it at all, any help at all, because you're afraid of being wrong, and if somebody helps you, then they're going to be wrong? I mean, they're going to make you're going to feel like you're wrong. Have you ever thought about that? So I really want you to just decide, just think about that, and see where you come up with. What are you angry about? What are you angry about? And if you want to talk about it, you can give me a call. You can call me toll-free at 888-429-5471. Yep. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, we advertised about an internet show, and then my internet went down. So I apologize. I mean, it never came off because I didn't have internet, and it was just kind of one of those weird things that happened. So if that's something you still are interested in, I will get back to you. We'll set something up, and probably for the new year now. That's about learning how to access your Akashic records via Skype, or, well, actually it's not Skype, it's an internet room that we have, where you can log into this room and we can see each other, and you can learn all about how to access your own Akashic records. It's just like being here, except that you're in your home and in the comfort of your own home, and you didn't have to pay for travel. You know, all you have to do is pay for the class, and that makes it easy. So again, I'm going to give you my email address. That's info, info@akashicwisdom.com. And what you also need to know is you just have to put in internet class in the subject line so that I can get back to you. Hopefully the internet will not go down again. It's been a little weird lately. But if that's of interest to you, do let me know. Okay. All right. So let's also talk about, you know, we really wanted to kind of get together with, you got Christmas coming up, if you celebrate Christmas. So I'm going to say happy holidays to everyone. But even if you don't celebrate Christmas, you're probably off from work that day. If, in fact, you are not working on that day, then take that day to move into your own sacredness, to explore your relationship with the divine. Whatever your divine is, it could be a tree, it could be nature, it could be whatever your divine, whatever you consider your higher self. And one of the wonderful ways of doing that is through journaling. Now, sometimes people say, I feel silly just writing, you know, whatever I think. And if you're alone, who cares? I mean, really, if there's nobody there, who's watching you write it anyway? And if you want to go to a park, if you've got the weather that'll sustain you going to a park and sitting in nature and writing your thoughts, that's beautiful. Maybe you live in a climate where you can actually go to the beach and sit on the beach and write your thoughts. Just start writing. Start writing what you think. Start writing what you feel. Ask the universe a question and just write down whatever comes to you. You know, there are angels all around us. And these wonderful messengers of the divine are there for your help. They want to help you. And sometimes angels help by whispering in your ear thoughts that you hadn't thought about before that are loving, uplifting, even, you know, financially advantageous. angels will not whisper negative or evil or detrimental things to you. You will not be criticized. You will not be yelled at. You won't be told you should have, you didn't, you could have. That's not an angel speaking to you. That's whatever negative voices that you grew up with that are speaking to you. Spirit, true spirit, speaks only in a loving way. That's something really important for you to listen to. If you're getting any other messages other than loving messages, that is not spirit. That's not the divine. That's something else. And it's usually, again, like we said, it's usually the voices that you have in your head that you heard growing up or that you have allowed to sway you or move you in a different direction. So it's important that you discern what you hear and discern what is coming forward for you. And just listen. Listen to that small voice, that sweet silent, well, it's actually not silent, but it's maybe a soft voice. It might even come through as thoughts in your head. Loving thoughts. Uplifting thoughts. And if it's hard for you to hear loving thoughts, just allow yourself to be held in the energy of love. And if you're not familiar with what love feels like, then allow yourself to be held in the energy of light. And the way you do that is just to imagine yourself surrounded in light. Now, there's many people who will say, I don't know how to visualize, and I don't know how to imagine. And again, I've said this on the program before, but if I tell you all right now to imagine an apple tree, you know exactly what that looks like, right? You can see it in your head. You know what an apple tree looks like. Or if I tell you to imagine in your head what a castle looks like, or what a beach, an ocean look like, or a sunset. You can see it. You can imagine it. That's all it is. So imagine yourself in that sunset, surrounded by sunlight. And that's what you want to do when you want to feel calm. And take a few deep breaths. And imagine yourself just surrounded in light. And ask some questions, loving questions, questions that are not yes or no, just open-ended questions. And if you have a decision to make, you can just ask to be shown not what the right thing is to do. You don't want to ask that question because it's not about right. It's about what's going to make you feel the best. So ask about expanding your feelings. You may even want to ask, show me what joy feels like. Show me what happiness feels like. What does it feel like to be happy? Just imagine it and allow the feelings to come. What does it feel like to be creative? And allow the feelings to come. What does it feel like to be content? And allow the feelings to come. And as those feelings grow, allow yourself to ask the question, show me what it looks like to be content. And you may imagine a picture, but don't try to imagine anything. Don't try to feel it. Just allow it. Allow it to come forward to you. It's all about the allowing. It's all about the caring. It's all about the reaching your hand out to ask for help. My name is Donna Fox. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. You can call in your questions and have the Akashic Records Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones answer your questions at 888-429-5471. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. And if you'd like to dial direct, our direct number is 530-763-1594. Again, 530-763-1594. Our archives are now free, by the way. If you want to hear a program from another time, pick a date. Get surprised. Maybe it'll tell you exactly what you wanted to hear. One of the reasons I didn't label my programs as to necessarily their content was so that when people wanted to listen, they picked the one that was right for them, based on what was right for them, not what was right for their personality by reading it. People always said, Donna, you've got to label your shows. And I know that if you just pick the right archive, it'll tell you exactly what you need to know. Especially when you go in with that intent. So you ask, okay, I need to know, and you mentioned what you need to know about, and pick a date and see what that program has to say to you. You'd be surprised. You'd be very surprised how spirit works that way. Oh, and you can email questions. I'm going to give you that email address again. It's info, I-N-F-O, F as in Franco, at akashicwisdom.com. So how was your Thanksgiving, folks? Were you grateful? Were you with family? Were you alone? What'd you learn? What did you learn? Who did you talk to? And that's what it's all about. You know, Thanksgiving is a beautiful holiday. It's all about caring and listening and sharing. And, you know, we had the solstice on Saturday. Yesterday. So this is a whole couple of weeks of a very sacred time that you can use this to reinvent yourself if that's what you want to do. We talk about passion. That's what's coming up. And what I'm telling you is when I have the programs, when I do these programs, I open up the Akashic Records before, you know, I get on the air. And so whatever comes out of my mouth is coming from the Akashic Records. That's why if you call in, all I need is your name and your question. And if you don't want to give your full legal name on the air, that's just fine. You could actually give it to my producer or answer the phone, and his name is Don, and he's really nice. And so you could actually give him your current legal name. He can let me hear it, but nobody else will hear it but him and I. So your privacy is protected, and I will only call you by your first name. So you can do that as well. That's the beauty of working with bbsradio.com. I have a real, live human being, producer. I don't have to do it myself. That's the pleasure of it. I'd also like to throw something out there for you, ladies and gentlemen. If any of you have written a book that you would like me to read and have you on the air to promote your book, I will look at the book and I will determine if it's something that I think that the listeners would enjoy, and I will get in touch with you. So if you would like to send me your book and or any kind of PR material where it comes to, you can email me the at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can mail it to me, and I will give you my address. It's 900 West Market Street, Suite 509, Akron, A-K-R-O-N, Ohio, 44313. And at the same time, we are taking donations for the show. People who enjoy listening to Akashic Records or information and to listening to Akashic Wisdom every Sunday night on BBS Radio, we are taking donations, and you can do that via PayPal, or you can send a check. You can send a check to that address I just gave you, or you can do it via PayPal using my email address of info@akashicwisdom.com. And if you have a PayPal account, you can just click send money. If you don't, you can do it from your credit card. And just know that all donations are really appreciated, and it helps the show keep going. We don't have sponsors. We only, you know, are here to serve you, as well as if this is of important work for you, if you're finding benefit from the words from the Akashic Records, then please donate to the show to keep us on the air. You can send money via PayPal to info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com, or you can send a check to 900 West Market Street, Suite 509, and that's in Akron, A-K-R-O-N, Ohio, 44313. And again, my name is Donna, D-A-H-N-A, Fox, F as in Franco X, just like the animal. So if you would be so kind as to support us during this time of end of the year, that would be great. We would really appreciate any support that you might want to send us. Also want to mention, we have a special going where you can actually purchase one consultation and get an additional consultation at a half price. So the consultations are typically $135, and so what you would do is you would get a friend if who wants one, and you would pay half of that. So that would, you know, so that's what you both would pay, and you kind of split that in two and see how that works for you. And so, let's see, you can kind of do the math here, can't you? Right? And so we're talking about $65.50, right? And that should be working. Actually, I think that's a little bit more than that. $67.50, excuse me, is the half. Yep. So you buy one and you get one at half price. So maybe you want to give somebody an Akashic Record consultation. So you could actually get that half price off there. That'd be kind of fun, right? Absolutely. 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 So you kind of chew on that for a minute. We're also doing 15-minute consultations now at $45. And again, all this is payable via PayPal. So if you just want a taste, you have just a couple questions that you don't want to do on internet radio, you can call me direct, and I do all my consultations via the telephone. Unless, of course, you live near me, and then we can do it in person. So you can call me on my personal number. It's 216-691-1233, and you can call to set an appointment on that number. Or you can email me, and I'll send you information of how to set an appointment. So just want to give you that information as we continue the program. It is now 11:34 here in Ohio, and I would love to hear from somebody. Of course, what I've heard from other people is that they don't want to call in because they like listening to what the masters, teachers, and loved ones have to say. And I think that's great, and that's much appreciated. However, I've got to tell you that the richness of this program can be based on your telephone calls. So if you're listening there, you have a question, you're not sure if you want to call in or not, go ahead. If you're in the United States, you can call in at 888-429-5471. And it's free. It's all free. So I have an interesting kind of a situation here. I have two cats. And one's cat is named Zohar. And one cat is named Rosie. Okay? Now, wait a minute. I just have something here from a person. My computer is running so slow. Okay. Okay, so this is from Debbie, and she's saying she tried to call in. So, Don, if you're listening in, she tried to call in a couple of times, but there was no answer. And I'm pretty sure she was probably using the 800 number. And I hope I'm giving the right 800 number out, which I'm pretty sure I am. But let me just double-check. I don't know why this computer is running so slow today. So very weird. Okay. Here. Yeah, it's 888-429-5471 is the 800 number, and the direct line is 530-763-1594. Okay. So Debbie tried to call in, but what Debbie wanted to tell me was she wanted to thank me for the advice I gave her several weeks ago about the number of sequences she was seeing. I think she meant the number sequences. And she found a great website that gives all the numbers and the messages that the angels are sending. So thank you so much. And that's great. And that was Doreen Virtue's website, I guess. And, well, I'm glad you found that, Debbie. And I would love to have you call in whenever you'd like. You're a loyal listener. I so appreciate your caring. That's great. So, yeah, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's a real important piece of information about really connecting with your own personal angels. Now, I know you're going to say, well, how do I do that? Well, the way that you do that, the way you connect with your own personal angels is be willing, again, to listen, you know, and allow yourself to be loved. Just, it's a matter of, again, imagining that light, taking some deep breaths, and just to listen to what's being said, listening for love, listening for loving messages, and writing down the loving messages. It's so important. Negative messages, you need to say, thank you for your information, I no longer need your opinion, and wrap them up and send them off to the sun. Just wrap it up and let it go. But the loving messages are the ones you want to write down. And the other piece is, I know this is coming forward and I'm smiling as I say it, they're suggesting that everyone needs a hug. So even if you don't have anybody to give you a hug on a daily basis, like myself, I'm a widow, so I don't have somebody here every day to give me a hug. The master's teachers and loved ones are suggesting we give ourselves a hug. Again, you're alone. Nobody's seeing you. Give yourself a hug and tell you love you. Just say, I love you. Oh, I love you. Give yourself a good hug. That's real good. That's really important. Real important. Other ways of saying I love you to you is to look in the mirror. That's a real interesting exercise. To look in the mirror and to say I love you. In a whole bunch of different ways. Make yourself laugh. You know, laughter is so important. We have to laugh every day. Even if it's a matter of putting on some comedy, you have to laugh. Because laughter is it helps your heart. I started off telling you about my cats. You know, I kind of got distracted. All right, so I'm going to tell you about Zohar and Rosie. Zohar is 2 years old, and he's a big male guy, male cat. And Rosie's a little kitten. She's, you know, just got her. She's 9 weeks old on July 1st. And but she has come of age, as you would want to say. And it was so interesting. I'd never seen cats court before. And what's beautiful is the way they nuzzle each other and bite each other. And it was like just beautiful to watch them playing with each other in a very, very sensual way. And I'd never seen that before. And it was nice to, they were just so loving to each other. And then Zohar started biting her on the neck. And it looked like it hurt her, but she wasn't crying, so I guess it didn't hurt her. It's one of those things with when the kid says, "Mom, are you being hurt?" And the mom says, "Oh, no, I'm not being hurt. Go away, kiddo." So it was just, I just wanted to share that with you. You're my friends, and I wanted to share that it was great to watch love in action, if you will, and the way they played with each other and nuzzled each other. It was just beautiful. But anyway, so that's just a personal comment, a little bit of my life that I wanted to share with everybody. I want to send a shout out to my family in Seattle, and to my family's family in Seattle. This has been a really hard week for everyone, and I just want to say that our hearts are with you, and we love you very much, and we are so deeply sorry for your loss. So I have a relative that passed away. Well, actually, a relative by extension, but still, that passed away this week. And it's one of the reasons I was not on the phone. I wasn't live last weekend. It was an amazing story. One of our relatives was on hospice, and another relative. I'm not mentioning names or relationships for privacy purposes, but so this one relative lives in Cleveland and got the call that it was a father that was passing away, and had 12 to 24 hours to live. That's what they figured he would last that long. And from the time they got the call to the time they touched down in Seattle was 11 hours. And there was five of them. There was two adults and three children, and they needed standby tickets. So they drove to Detroit, and they got on the plane by standby. Five standby tickets in the holiday season. How amazing is that? Talk about God intervening. And so the young man was able to be with his dad as he passed. And it was a touching situation. And so I just want to send blessings of love and light and laughter, and because it's a time for laughter as well as sadness, you know. It's all about remembering the good stuff about people. So if any of you have had a loss, you know, in the past year or two, or whenever you've had the loss, the best way to memorialize your loved ones is to remember the good things. It's real simple, real easy to remember the bad things, but do remember the good things, because that's very, very important. Very important. Okay, well, it is 11:44, almost 11:45 here in Ohio, and my computer is really giving me a hard time as far as running slow, and I'm not sure what this is all about. So, but what I want to say is, In about 10 minutes, I'm going to be shutting the show's going to be over. So I do encourage you to give a call in if you'd like some information, or if you'd like to ask a question, please do that. We really would love to hear from you. Again, the numbers are 888-429-5471. And so give us a call. Give us a question, and we would love to hear from you. Okay? That'd be great. I am actually going to reboot this baby because it's just not doing what it's supposed to do at all. So I apologize for the inconvenience. If you're trying to email me, I apologize. I'm not getting any messages. I am stuck on loading here. So, okay, but do call in. That would be great. That would be wonderful. Okay, all right. Okay, you're just going to shut this down and hopefully start it back up again. So, all right, so talk to me, call me. Let's see here. I'm sorry. You know what? This computer is going so haywire on me. I am going to have to shut down this program and see what's going on. Anyway, okay, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm getting distracted with this computer that's not working. And what I'd like to do is, I'd love to hear from you, and I would give you 100% of my attention if you called in. However, since you are choosing not to, I'm going to sign off for the evening. And I'm going to wish you all a very merry, merry Christmas. And I will talk to you before the new year next Sunday night. And we will have even more to talk about, because I will have some phone-in questions by then, or some email questions. And that's another thing you can do. If during the week, you can email me questions at, again, info@akashicwisdom.com. And if you want to talk to me privately, you can do that at 216-691-1233. And I hope you have a wonderful, joyous, healthy, happy, loving Christmas. So with that, we wish you all the best. And we are going to close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody.